Now time for a locker room chat with Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan after a couple of wins from this past week. And coach, we joked about this before we came on the air, and finally a normal week where you play just on Friday and just on Tuesday. And as a result, you guys get some much needed rest, and it kind of showed. You guys played well in your win over Washington County. 56-38 was the final. Your overall thoughts on that win?
I thought, you know, we did some good things defensively in that game. I think that's you know, we were able to hold some of their scores down, and they liked the three-point shot, and we kind of held them in check there. And we, you know, we started out kind of sluggish, but we had a good second quarter, and I think we went into halftime up 30-14, something like that. And then, you know, they kind of crawled back in it, and we kind of got, we're kind of having some lulls offensively that we're kind of working our way through. And but we were able to finish out the game and pull away from them, because the game was never kind of in doubt. It was always like a 15-point game. But we just got to be better, getting more consistent on the offensive side.
So that was the game on last Friday. As for your game on Tuesday, you guys defeated Troy on the road 61-56. A big game for you guys in the TVL standings. And this is a game where you guys kind of started out slow offensively, but the big difference in this one was that 21-3 run you guys went on in the first 3 minutes and 44 seconds of the fourth quarter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were fine. We in the first couple quarters, in the first quarter especially, we missed tons of easy bunnies right around the rim. I mean, we missed a couple layups, had some good looks, and we just the shots weren't falling for us. And then, you know, second quarter we kind of rebounded. Third quarter, we were kind of sloppy with the basketball, and we kind of told them that going at the fourth quarter that if we just get stops and take care of the basketball, we'll be all right here. And we got some stops, and then the ball started going to the bucket at a high clip and from all over the place. And it was kind of fun to see. And, you know, but like we keep focusing on the consistency. Like we scored 21 points in 3 minutes and 44 seconds. And then the next 4 minutes and 16 seconds, we score 3. So we just want to balance that out. Would love to score 42 points in a quarter. But, you know, if we could balance that out and find around 18 to 20 points a quarter for every quarter, I think we'd be a tough out for anybody across the state.
Yeah, so up next, you guys have Blue Valley Randolph on the road. I mean, your guys' final 3 games, this is a really tough stretch for you guys. You guys have Blue Valley on the road coming up tomorrow, and then you try to regroup and then take on Hanover. So you play them again at home on the 19th, and then so that's Monday. And then on the 20th, which is next Tuesday, you guys take on the team that's currently in first place in the league in Centralia, and that's a big game for them. They're trying to lock up the league, and again, you guys are still trying to secure the number 1 seed in the sub-state. So this is a really tough stretch for you guys. How are you going to try to stay locked in as a team?
And that's what you kind of hope for as a coach when the record, when the schedules come out, and you kind of hope your tougher games towards the end of the year to kind of, you know, put some more value on it. You should be playing your best basketball, and that's, you know, Centralia's playing really well, Hanover's playing really well, Blue Valley, I know they lost to Centralia the other night, but has been playing pretty well. And so it'll be 3 great challenges for us as a team. You know, like we keep talking about the consistency, getting on the offensive side, and then working on becoming a tougher team on the defensive side, and just making sure that we can lock in and, you know, guard some of the shooters that we're going to face, be able to cover up some of the post, and keep the ball in front of us. So we're excited for this opportunity in front of us, and it's a great thing to have right before sub-state. And so it kind of prepares you for that level of competition that you're going to face in a semifinal and a state and a sub-state championship game. And if we're lucky enough to make it to state, it'll be 3 similar games to that style at state too. So we're very fortunate that the schedule worked out this way, and we're eager to get rolling on Friday night against Blue Valley.
And we're eager to see how you guys do to finish up the regular season and into sub-state as well. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.